On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joined by Bernie Miklas. Bernie going through this college football playoff shuffle and trying to figure it all out. All I know is my team is still in it. They were in it even if they lost the game. But wow, that was... now the dream season is alive for Indiana.
Ending, best ending of the year, at least involving major teams, and certainly the play of the year, the catch of the year at the end to pull it out. And I think that I'm a Heisman Trophy voter, have been since the late 80s, but I don't have a say about like who I think everyone else is going to vote for. But I think what Mendoza did yesterday on that final drive, which was incredible, I think that vaulted him into the lead. Although Ohio State's Julian Sain, who's been fantastic, I think he's right there too. So it's going to be a great Heisman race down the stretch.
Yes, it is. And, you know, great teams find ways to win when they're not playing at their best. Indiana banged up. They go into Penn State, clearly an inspired team, and they pull that thing out. And I do, of course, as a fan of Indiana, appreciate that, but I do look at that. I look at teams that just figure it out when things are not going their way. And Indiana, I thought, got a lot of recognition for that very thing.
No, I totally. Listen, yeah, I understand the dominant teams are supposed to, you know, win games, if not easily, win them decisively. I get all that. But I don't care how great you are. There is going to be a time during the course of the season, especially in a conference that's as good as the Big Ten, where it's not just your day. You're swimming against the tide. Things are going against you. You could drown. There's no one to pull you out. You have to pull yourself out of it. And to me, that reaffirms how great a team is when they can survive and prevail in games like that, where they're basically about to drown and go down, but they find a way to win. That reaffirms their greatness. I don't understand the people that would have us believe that because you win a squeaker on the road against a Penn State team that's been, you had lost five in a row, that somehow that should be held against you. That's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, I think typically it's because there's so many games, not everybody gets to watch them through. You know, they see right. The scores, they're like, ooh, barely beat them. Well, you know, if you watch the game, you knew the situation and all that stuff. Now, on the flip side of things, Ohio State, we just talked about them. They're really, really good. Indiana's very good. I think you can make the case that Texas A&M is the best team in the country. They looked awesome yesterday in Columbia. They beat up Missouri, didn't they?
Well, they did. And listen, I picked Texas A&M to win, but I thought Mizzou would make it a really close game. Like my thing I said on the video Friday and also in a column I wrote at STL Sports Central, that I thought it'd be a close game. And I really did thought that the true freshman quarterback, Matt Zollers, would play well. Well, I was probably a little naive, and I never, you know me, man, I never hesitate to admit when I'm wrong about something. I still believe in him. I still absolutely believe in him that he is going to be a really, really outstanding quarterback. But that assignment, I'm going to say he wasn't quite ready for that assignment, but I will also say this. I'm not sure that the coaching staff got him ready for the assignment. And here's what I mean. Let me ask you if you watched the game, and I'm sure you did. I'm sorry, brother. Did you see any kind of throws that were called that would have got him into a rhythm, got him some confidence?
No. No.
Why was everything like down the sideline, you know, 25, 30, 40 yards, throwing to receivers who frankly really didn't get open? I mean, they did a little bit. Like, how is that good for a young man's confidence? Yeah, you're asking him to just throw these lightning bolts instead of giving him some stuff, some short stuff to get him going.
I know, it's like they put Dan Marino in the game or something. I mean, it's like you gotta manage the game and run the football. Clearly, your offensive line is terrible protecting against the pass rush in this game. So they like to run block. I mean, the team averaged about a little under 10 yards a carry. I mean, run the football.
Right.
And they run the clock. Yeah, they did.
And they ran it well, but they did nothing in the passing game that to take advantage of the fact that they really ran it with a lot of muscle yesterday. Did they ever really use the middle of the field? Now, no. People will say, well, they didn't have Norfleet. Okay. I do believe other teams suffer injuries. You lose your tight end. It doesn't mean you get to completely fall apart in the passing game. And by the way, when the kid was at Vanderbilt, he threw a touchdown pass, the only touchdown they had in that loss to Vandy, and he threw it to the backup tight end. So they have other tight ends who can catch the football.
They do.
Where was the middle of the field?
I don't know. And, you know, their defense looks SEC top shelf. I mean, I really do think so, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, the last two seasons against ranked teams in the SEC, Missouri's 0-6. They just are what they are. I like Eli Drinkwitz a lot. I like this football program and the momentum that they have.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But you got to be able to do it on the field.
You know, the last 3 years have been good for Mizzou football, obviously. I mean, they're 27-8. That's a 7-7-1 overall win percentage, which is in the top 10 of the Power Four plus Notre Dame. But I'm going to stretch it out. I'm going to go the last three seasons. They're 5-8 against teams, but they've lost six in a row at a time where they should be getting better. They've lost six in a row against ranked teams. See, I give them some leeway. I realize that they don't have the talent of an Alabama or Ohio State or Texas or Georgia. Okay, I give them a little wiggle room there. But at some point, you have to do better against those teams. And if we look at their record in the SEC over the last 3 years, it's 13-8, which is okay. But against SEC-ranked teams over the last 3 years, 2-8, including 0-6, as you mentioned, the last two seasons. So when the SEC teams that aren't ranked, they're 11-0. So there is a huge gap still between Mizzou and the elite programs. And, you know, in a related thought, and I'm not telling people what they, including you, which they already don't know, You know, Mizzou's sitting here 6-3. They have three games left. I don't think they're going to win at Oklahoma. I think they're going to be on upset alert because after just sort of getting bounced from any playoff consideration, are they going to come out flat next week? What about the final game at Arkansas? My point being, if Drinkwitz, you know, finishes like 8-4, is he still going to be appealing to some of these programs that are looking for coaches? What about if it's 7-5? What about, gosh forbid, it's 6-6? Like, in other words, if they go belly up late in the season, why would a Florida or an LSU or a Penn State, how would they sell that to the fans? Well, wait a minute. They can't beat ranked teams. They're getting worse instead of better. And, you know, the quarterback excuse only goes so far, you know. So, they didn't get the kid ready to play in a way that he could have had more of a chance of a success. To me, that goes against them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, those three elite programs that have been, you know, among, let's say, the Blue Bloods, but then you got Arkansas, where he's from, and Auburn, where he's coached, that also have vacancies, maybe that next tier, so maybe they would be willing to take the 7-5 Eli Drinkwitz. I don't know. As long as this thing lingers, I'm very curious to see what happens with all of that. I am a fan of him. I think he's terrific for what's happened in Columbia. I think the resurgence of Mizzou football has been on his watch and a lot of his doing.
I'm a fan too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I'm just saying there comes a point in time when you're building a successful program. Mm-hmm. And I give them a lot of slack. And I also, Dan Devine, the patron saint of Mizzou football, who I love and was a friend of mine, God rest his soul. You know, he was 3-7 against top 10 teams as coaches, the Mizzou Tigers. It ain't easy to vault to that next level where you can beat the very best teams on a consistent basis. That's all I'm trying to say. But I think the problem with Drink is that record against the really, really good teams, instead of getting better, it's getting worse. And I don't think that's justifiable.
A couple minutes left. Our last question here is just the Cardinals. From what you have sort of gathered over the last week, as Chaim Bloom steps into the GM meetings, and we're going to talk to him here in about an hour, but as he steps into the GM meetings, what do you expect him to start to do here? Go after some starters?
Yeah, there'll be a lot. Listen, man, a lot of meetings, a lot of groundwork. You know him pretty well by now. I think I do too. The guy never stops talking to people. I love his energy. I love his enthusiasm. He's always texting. He's always on Zoom. He's always having calls. I mean, he just never stops. I love that. That energy is something that's going to be really great for the Cardinals. Well, he's going to lay the groundwork because he said it last Sunday to you on Sports on Sunday morning. Pitching, pitching, pitching. Not only starters, but bullpen. And I think they need to get two starters. The question is now, fans ought to realize, and they do, we're not talking about them being in play for Dylan Cease or one of those guys. But there are going to be a lot of starters available that you can sign to a one-year contract. And there's going to be starters available that, because of Chaim Bloom's analytics department and the way that they scout potential turnaround candidates, they're going to look at guys like that they think they can fix. With Matt Pierpont, who's brilliant, their pitching director. And I also think one thing real quick is that, you know, I hear in the wind, you know, I have some sources around the country that, you know, they think the Cardinals would really love to trade for a really, really good young starting pitcher. They know they'd have to give up a lot, but a guy like Edward Cabrera of Miami, who's got 3 years left. So I think they're going to try to explore that type of thing. I'm not saying it's going to be him exactly, but hypothetically, you know, sort of a pitcher like him that's got 2-3 years left who can really upgrade their rotation at the top.
I could see that. That would be phenomenal if they could pull that off. Bernie, we appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Thanks for being with us.
As always, love you. Take care.
Love you, man. Bernie Miklas with us, Sports on a Sunday Morning. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.